Proclamation number 8992 of 9th of June, 1965. Right direction of free will. Again and again it has been explained to you why I have endowed you with free will, the sign of divinity. And still you mostly use free will wrongly, although it is told to you that your happiness depends on the direction of this will. Because also my opponent seeks to make this free will his own, and you follow him far sooner, because there are urges in you, which clearly prove his nature and which you would like to fulfill, even if you then take damage to your soul. The earthly world is his kingdom, and with this he will lure you again and again, and as soon as you fulfill his will, the life of the soul is lost to you. But this earthly world will only make you happy until you leave your earthly body. Only then will you experience what earthly life has brought you. Only then will you regret your earthly life with the slightest glimmer of realization that you did not fully give your will to me. For then you would have entered the kingdom on the other side blessed with rich goods, and you would know why your will had to be free and could not be forced by me. But you could just as well turn it towards me, and a happy life would have been granted to you, which would never have stopped. You therefore it being possession of free will to be able to determine your lot, because from me no being stands under compulsion, because that would have meant a state of deficiency. However only most perfect could emerge out of me. But through your free will you also had the possibility to fall into endless depths, but to be able to rise again out of it to highest height, what would not have been possible, if I would have created you without free will, that you therefore well would have done mechanically everything what my will determined, but not you. Free from my will. Because then you would have been dead creatures which had to completely subordinate yourselves to my will. And this completely contradicted my love, wisdom and power. To populate the spiritual world with such dead beings, for everything issued from me to be supremely perfect, and that also necessitates free will. That this freedom of will became your undoing I certainly foresaw from eternity, but that it also earned you the complete maturity, which resulted in the degree of a child of God, I also foresaw, and that also moved me not to prevent the falling away of the beings, which then would also have meant that I had to make your will unfree. You man will only grasp all this when you can be radiated through by light. Because in the state as man you are not receptive for deeper wisdoms, and you will never be able to understand why I let a creature go such a dreadfully long way from me to come to the last perfection. But you will also never be able to understand in what the great sin consisted, which the being committed. Because the way through all agonies does not yet by far make up for this sin. And first the highest being had to descend to earth to redeem this sin. But then also the door is again open to the being, which leads to me into the kingdom of light. But all this did not need to happen when the being would have directed its free will right. And again you will also not be able to grasp and fathom my plan of salvation from eternity because I myself am eternally unfathomable for you, my creatures, because you will never be able to completely grasp me in my love, wisdom and power. For my love is endless and embraces all my creatures. My wisdom is unlimited and wants to give all my creatures the highest happiness, and my power is unsurpassable and can do everything what it wants and what contributes to the happiness of my creatures. So in the end your lot will be a glorious one, which can no longer be surpassed, and my creatures as my children will now enjoy all bliss, They will always and forever praise and glorify me and sing thanks for the love I have shown them. Even when they went through the torments, for they have passed away, but the bliss remains with them for all eternity. Amen.